to parse it in that way. I can, if you like. I can if the group likes.
Is it still that if you're collecting benefits, you can't work more than 20 hours?
Yeah, I don't know what the number is.
I think most people, if you're receiving SSI, you can't work more than 20 hours.
I'm on SSDI, I can work more than 20.
Yeah. Is it a dollar amount? But is there a dollar amount cut off, or is it purely an hour cut off for one and a dollar amount for the other?
Because when I was working, I was collecting SSI.
It's military, but it sounds kind of complex to put in a...
It does, and again, I don't know what real usable data we get out of that. Because the number of working of any type is such a small number when we run these, that I don't know that, like I said, parsing it for that really serves us.
I think it would serve, but I totally get, like, if you're only going to get a small amount of folks that are going to actually be talking about working at all, it may not be enough to make any sort of generalization around what support is needed.
Happy to do it, though, if you guys feel like it's, if it has any value at all, I'm happy to add it if it doesn't actually muddy the waters that much. What do you think? Does anybody feel strongly about not doing it? Any objections to doing it? None? Okay, I'll add them.
And just the number 17, inpatient, in this context, I think is one word.
Yeah, okay. Anything other than that on 17 that needs to be changed? Number 18. So, you know, it's reasonable that we'll be getting people responding from counties within the EMA, but, you know, I think that we do know that there are people from outside of the EMA who access services here, this is a sort of very minimal way we can maybe see a little of that, see what those numbers are. I think people will probably... I think there's a solid chance that people will not answer it honestly, out of fear, even though we tell them it's anonymous and nobody's looking over their survey specifically, and that for my purposes, I don't care. And I do sort of preface as always asking them to answer as honestly as possible. So what do you guys think about leaving in, you know, Contra Costa, Alameda, other?
I think it should be there definitely.
Okay. Next bunch of questions, down to 21. Any thoughts? Moving on to 22. Questions of incarceration. I feel like that's appropriate to live in. It's been in all of our needs assessment surveys for the last few years. I feel like it's pertinent. What do you think? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And now moving on to questions around substance use and treatments. Like those are pertinent, I feel like they're adequate.
The only thing that I wonder about, so if a person is is sober, so in recovery, they might... Do we want to say, I just wonder this, do we want to ask about their current, are they currently using substances? Because I might say I have a problem, but I am 10 years sober. but it might. So, like, and I don't know if we need more questions. I'm very conscious of trying not to add stuff just for the sake of adding it, but it just occurs to me as I read it, I wonder what a person in recovery would say.
Yeah.
Because they probably would say they have a problem with substance use.
That was my assumption as well. Think about that. It is possible to make that question, not add another question, but just make that question more nuanced.
Like just saying, are you currently using substances?
Or would you describe yourself as having or ever have had a problem with substance abuse?
I like the idea of saying, are you using? Because I feel like even just removing language around a problem, we get the same data without maybe, making it problematic.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, are you...
It's not the same to use like one agonizing, which is drink alcohol when you used to have a problem with it.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
That's very different, especially with the population of the drug.
Well, but it is also true that some people may be using meth every day, and I might assess that they're having quite a problem, but they would not say they're having a problem. Mm-hmm. So that's the people we miss.
Right. The only problem is not having enough meth.
Right. There's no cash or whatever the thing is. Right. So.
Right.
So arguably the problem actually solves it, because my problem is not having enough meth. It's not that I have a problem with meth. So maybe some, but I don't think people would really answer it that way. So, I think what we're trying to get at is how many of the folks that are taking this, who are taking this survey, are identified substance use as a problem, and whether we want to say problem or not. That's what we're trying to get at, that they, not if they use marijuana every once in a while. So that is, I think we're not trying to answer that.
Do you consider yourself a current or former substance user?
I like that, actually.
But then
we leave it open to
the other question of are you using, is this, including alcohol and marijuana?
Well, again, but they're self-reporting what they're identifying as a problem substance in their life. Yes.
Maybe we change it into issue instead of problem and add in the current previous language?
I feel like the Cage questionnaire gets around this problem very well.
I can't remember what the question
was. There's one something along the lines, have you ever felt guilty or regretted having used substances, something like that. I mean, there's one or two of those questions that really get to the heart of it without using pathology as language.
I'm just going to see if I know I have an email with a form that we use that has the Cage on it, so I'm thinking if I can. Oh, I could probably just do it on the good old internet, right?
Yeah, it's for questions. And
Cage questions.
So we can circle back to it.
Circle back so we can keep moving forward. Question of incarceration, I feel like, has been pertinent. I also feel like incarceration, so this just is substance use led to incarceration. I feel like incarceration in general should be a question. So should
we have that?
Divorce? Oh, there is a question. I should know this, probably.
It's on the previous page.
Have you ever been incarcerated?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. And then what was it?
Oh, have you ever been incarcerated? Okay,
sure.
Yes. Then I guess question about substance use leading to incarceration, do we feel like it's pertinent, or do we just leave the previously incarcerated question as it is on the other page and remove this one? And because the cause is not important, it's the actual incarceration that is the important part.
Yeah.
Sure.
Whom is it? Sorry, I inverted
that. Yeah, 27, yeah. I thought that the sentence structure is a bit difficult.
Okay, let's... So, removing 25, leaving in 26...
I like it, but I'll tell you, so I found the Cage, but it's all very alcohol focused, so but maybe we can change it. It says, have you ever felt the need to cut down on your drinking? Have people felt annoyed by you, have people annoyed you by criticizing your drinking? Have you ever felt guilty about your drinking? Have you ever felt you needed a first drink first thing in the morning to steady your nerves to get over a hangover? So it's very alcohol focused, but you could say, you could ask, have you ever felt the need to cut down on your substance use?
Yeah.
I mean, we could ask that question. And then ask, have you ever accessed substance treatment programs?
Yeah.
I mean, those are...
So we can ask, but we also want to... okay, have you ever, so including past and current, that works for me, what do you think?
So can you say it again?
Yeah, so...
It's about cutting back, is that right?
It says, have you ever felt that... Have you ever felt you needed to cut down on your drinking? Is the question.
But I feel
I guess
like
my instinct is like, what if they've never felt that need but are
right.
still using and weed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is that
I
a
don't...
problem? Why is that a problem?
Yeah.
It's the same problem.
It's the same
because
problem.
It's sort of like we have to decide
right.
if we're asking for self-report and a person doesn't. And it is true that we
yeah.
don't really get at things. So either we want to ask, we could ask the question about have other people. You know, done, but I think that's, you know, if
you can still lie about it. I mean, somebody
right.
who has an issue with disclosing that they have a problem, they're going to find
yeah.
a way to admit it. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that.
But I don't find, would you describe yourself as having a problem with substance use particularly problematic? It's a fine question.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if we need to change it.
I mean, it's worked for us for a while now. I just wanted to know if it's a thing we want to revisit. I think we should answer the add this nuance of previous, you know, like now or currently or in the past to the question at minimum.
What about when was the last time you used any form of drug? It would be never when 0 to 6 months or 6 months to a year.
But it goes back to the issue of if it seems
mm-hmm.
that it's not necessarily problematic.
Yeah.
I would perhaps change this question into ever. Will you describe yourself as ever having a problem with substance abuse? If ever done, you
sure,
agree
that works.
With the word problem
yes.
here? Or the other expression? Or the
that works.
Yeah, I like
that
too.
Okay.
Fewer words. Yeah,
yes.
Very fewer words.
Okay, 27. Fix the typo.
I don't know if I mean very good enough. I think in 26 I would say, have you ever received treatment for substance use rather than access a program? Because you may have received it through psychotherapist or even your primary care helping you quit smoking or.
Sure, happy to change it if that's if you feel like that's better. Okay, have you ever. Substance use treatment.
Yeah. And for 27, I think you can just say, do you have a support system? If so.
Right. If so, who? Like in.
Period.
You have the list, right?
Mm-hmm. And then check all the reply.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just a quick typo on 28. The old fell.
All right.
I'm trying to understand 28 in this context.
I think that this is specifically around, so this is not around benefits counseling, but this is around navigation, because there's been a lot of questions about navigation in the last couple years and funding going towards navigation. So this is specifically getting at that question.
So do we want to be a little bit more specific around like trust support around medical information or?
It's not just medical information, it's also psychosocial services and mental health services and everything. Dentistry, whatever. It's service navigation.
So the problem is when you say trust supportive information, the automatic question becomes what information?
The availability
regarding available services.
I feel like it has implications for how providers would do outreach, or whether it's better to how to best deliver information about services through providers, through peer groups, etc.
I have to say, this particular question is making me ask a different question, so that's not applicable. I feel like sometimes we actually mean none, and sometimes we mean it's not applicable. But I feel like it, like when we say, where do you receive your medical benefits? So if I said no to the question before that, then it's not applicable to ask me that. But if we ask other things, it's either like, what was the other one I just saw? Do you consider yourself to have a support system? And if so, who's it made up of? And I think we either say it's none, not that it's not applicable.
No, chase those for none.
But anyhow, and so same thing for here. So, because is what we're wanting to say is that they don't feel like they have a trusted source? Is that what the not applicable means?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would just say none.
No, that makes sense. All right, so now...
Detail, going back to question number two, can we put a slash between Asian and Pacific Islanders or an ampersand?
Okay. You're right, yeah, absolutely.
Because someone from the East Asia probably would identify as Asian Pacific Islanders, or thinking Philippines, Indonesia.
Sure, I think that it just
a slash.
That you're absolutely right. That just came from a sort of mental shorthand of when you say it, most of the time you end up saying API or all run together as opposed to keeping the end in shortly. All right, so let's talk mental health specific questions. Where do we start?
What are we trying to do? Because we're trying to get this data about what the subpopulation of folks who self-identify as having mental health challenges, what they think about the current, about the categories of service across HIV, across care services, right? So what do we, and don't we already, I guess, so are we just trying to get a little bit more information about how the folks who are showing up to the focus groups see themselves in relation to this question that we invited them?
I think that,
I have to head out, but I just wanted to say that for this survey, so I feel like a lot of that, like capturing like the unique challenges of people with health challenges across the system is captured in the focus group. For the survey, what we're looking for is relationships between questions. So to do like an inventory of like mental health status and how they access services and like maybe cursory questions about barriers, you're looking for like a relationship between like history of incarceration and mental health status. You know, like where we can find disproportionate data.
Okay.
So I feel like that's the tool. Sorry, I gotta run. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Allie. Yeah.
So you say that the first thing that makes me think is like a mirroring of question 8 and just the medical, a little bit of mirroring in question 11, so we're being much more specific around diagnosis across mental health issues.
I think that's probably a good place to start is, you know, do you have a mental health diagnosis? Is maybe a good question to start with.
That's kind of a weird question to ask a person. I think
it is a weird question.
How crazy are you?
It's kind of the idea that we want. So how do we phrase that?
Well, right, because it's sort of like the dancing around the substance use, abuse question. We want to make sure we ask it in a way that's...
Right, and we also want to leave it open to people who are dealing with mental health challenges but are not diagnosed.
Exactly.
So
maybe it is the challenge question, which, you know, so this flyer says, are you a person who has experienced mental health challenges? I think that's fine. If that's what we're asking, it seems like we should confirm it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong? What do you think?
Nothing, just processing.
Would you mean something like it, almost quite literally asking that question in the questionnaire, like you're experiencing mental health challenges? Do we ask like in which categories? You just kind of.
Well, I think I'd say something. I think if I was going to think about how do people think, that you kind of get more specific as you go. So if we ask, have you experienced mental health challenges? Yes or no. Are you currently receiving treatment for your concerns?
Can we make it a given that people are experiencing mental health challenges, that they're filling out the survey and maybe jump to directly what type of mental health challenges they might be dealing with?
Well, I guess for me, if I've gone through the last 29 questions and I know that a long time ago I called an RCP and that you guys are having a really great lunch and I'm coming, like it may not be that clear to me anymore who I said I was.
My intention is also to move the mental health questions to directly after the medical questions.
So they're going
to
be up higher in the questionnaire. Mm-hmm. So I guess I just don't see. I think it's not. I think it's hard to. It's sort of jarring, I think, to go to that. But that doesn't mean it's not effective. So I don't care. I think it's fine to just start with. Are you? I guess we could. Yeah. So if we did with the substance use, we asked. What did he ask? Are you? What did we end up saying? How did we
find
out?
I've got how you retold it, but.
One second. I don't know. Would you describe yourself as ever having a problem with substance use?
So then
I'd
say we could say the same thing. Would you describe yourself as having a problem with mental health issues? And then, or have you received treatment for your problems? And then we could ask, do you have a diagnosis? I mean, if we think that is something. Or we could ask, are your primary problems related to, and then we could put, and pick as many as apply, we could say depression, anxiety, we could put a list of kind of common ways people talk about their mental health, but I don't know, I mean,
these are tough questions.
Maybe the first question being, do you feel you have mental health issues?
Would you describe, so we'll start, do we feel like, would you describe yourself as ever having mental health challenges, issues, what do we think?
I think issues.
I think they're both
easy. Yes, challenges to me.
But that doesn't matter.
Challenges to me would be navigating the system to get services. Okay. So mental services, I would say, would be the challenging part. But mental issues would be more self-like. Do I personally think that I have an issue with mental health? Because we could ask later, have you ever had difficulty accessing mental health services?
Sure.
Are you engaged in mental health care? Do you have prescriptions? Are you prescribed mental health drugs?
Yeah.
Whatever, however you want to say that.
Okay, so let's start with this first question and just get it wordsmithed before we move on to the follow-up questions. So would you describe yourself as ever having blank?
Why not ask something as simple as, have you ever accessed, or have you ever used, or have you ever sought out mental health services?
But I think that's deeper into the that's deeper into the question.
That's like the second question.
Yeah, I think that we want to go with, let's just establish you have had mental health. Mental health is a concern for you.
Maybe that's actually a really good way to say it. To say that with using that word is a concern for you. Like, are mental health issues a concern to you?
Has
your mental health ever been a concern for you?
Yes.
That
work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Woohoo! We need one question.
I know. We do have the room until 5. I realize that we are sort of at the scheduled wrap-up time, but it's up to you guys.
I can't stay much longer because I actually am out of meter, so that I have a few more.
Has your mental health been a concern? Okay, what's the follow-up question?
Are you engaged in mental health? Mm-hmm. That kind of mirrors the number 7 question, are you engaged in medical care?
Mm-hmm. Or do we make it like the substance use one, which was, have you received mental health treatment?
Yeah.
Is that how we said it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like care, though. But as a, like, it sounds nicer. Or
yeah.
It sounds less clinical. Because I might say care, my mental health care includes my spiritual practice. Mm. Or something.
Have you ever received mental health care? Have you ever received care for mental health?
Okay.
Which
you ever received mental health care?
Have you ever received mental health care?
Make a decision.
Are we needing to know if they have difficulty accessing services?
Yeah, it will definitely get to that.
Do we...
Sorry. Have you ever received... Okay, what's the next question?
Do we want to ask... and again, it's just kind of mirroring 9... well... 8 and 9, which is where are you? You know, where do you receive your mental health care, or care for your mental health? And are you? Well, you can flip them. Like you can start with: are you currently taking medication for your mental health concern?
I think maybe we do. Are you at? Are like? Have you? Should we change it to have you ever received mental health care ever? And then
what type of care?
Yeah, or where we want to do where or what type of. I know that's a different,
so, yeah,
different question.
Different. Yeah.
What type of gets to somewhere we're trying to cover, which is could be a spiritual counseling, could be medication,
right.
Could be psychotherapy,
right.
It could be support groups.
Right, that
so
would
that
be the replacement for the question I had around
if so,
actually.
What type of care did you receive?
And you have several in another box, too, in case
but for, but for our purposes in this assessment, we need to know how it relates to Ryan on funds.
I think, but...
how it relates to what? I'm sorry.
The
Ryan
on
funds. But I think that we will have in those things that are both Ryan White funded and not, potentially.
Well,
so
if you can ask them, do you have a support group? Such as AA or something that we is relevant to what we need to know with Ryan White.
It may not be part of our purview, but it is still relevant in that, like, you know, there are mental health services outside of, or mental health venues is the wrong word, whatever, that are outside of our purview necessarily, because we do address things that are outside of our purview pretty regularly as context for funding. You know?
Because really, is it true to say that if there was a person who, whose mom was paying to go to private therapy, and so they see this flyer, and they say, I'm this person, I think this is important, and they are eligible for Ryan White care, that actually we do care how they're prioritizing
mm-hmm.
the categories, regardless of who's funding
mm-hmm.
their mental health, right? Is that accurate? It's not just the people who are getting Ryan White funded care. For their mental health services, who we want to hear about their thoughts about the
right because what we want to know is so they're people who are Ryan White consumers, but maybe they're not consuming Ryan White fund health mental health services. So that's a thing that we
and then
to
we
know.
Want to drill down to maybe why, and that's when we get to the questions about access.
Right,
or
they have other sources such as support groups, spiritual groups.
Right. And some of those support groups might be Ryan White funded.
Yeah.
You know, they might not be strictly, or they may not be.
Yeah.
Okay, so if so, what type of care have you received?
Mm-hmm.
This is
long.
That's a second question, right?
Yeah.
Like psychotherapy.
And so what are we putting in that?
Well, that's a question. I mean, so the list that I think of is
psychiatry,
psychotherapy, groups. Do we want to say, you know, residential treatment? Because, you know, do we want to say, like, do we want to talk about supportive care? Do we want to talk about,
right.
I mean, almost none of that stuff that exists anymore, actually, so.
I mean, it's not Ryan White funded.
Right.
You could, yeah, residential treatment.
Do you
want to
say inpatient
for
hospitalization for, you know, psychiatric inpatient hospitalization? I mean,
okay.
Like emergency?
All of those make sense, and all of them actually are accessed by folks that otherwise get Ryan White care.
Right.
I think it is. It would be really important. I mean, those are, I guess, in certain ways that this could actually help identify. And I guess this is why we're doing it, right? What are the gaps?
Right, well, this is, yeah, part of it is to identify unmet need is one of the major reasons why we do this. So, psychiatry, psychotherapy, and...
Support groups. And I would say that, though this is maybe from a mental health provider's perspective, do we say support groups and do we also say therapy groups? Because they are different.
Psychosocial. I don't know if they understand that.
I don't think
it'd
be useful to separate from
that.
Okay.
Support groups.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
No, it's always clear for us either.
I'm sorry.
Not that it's always clear for us either.
Sure.
Right. Like, it really isn't. The line is not really fine, and I don't think it's necessarily either to the final.
Okay, so inpatient psychiatric care?
Or residential treatment?
Residential.
And you put down inpatient as well, right?
Yeah. And maybe put none. So that'll give us a good clue whether or not they're accessing.
That's right.
Unfortunately, if you say inpatient, you should also point out
outpatient. Well, in this situation, it's
going to
be an NA because the previous one is have you ever, so it'll be a yes, no, and then if no, then NA.
Spiritual?
Oh, right.
So what's the question? How do we frame the question again?
The question is, if so, what type of care have you received?
Counseling? Spiritual counseling?
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Like social, I wouldn't say this wrong, but it's essentially increasing socialization. And I don't want to say that.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, that's like day treatment, but I don't know.
Maybe we should put it, it can go under outpatient.
Oh, we can do
activities.
An other from here as well.
Oh, we'll for sure do
and
an
then
other.
Do a fill in, because then folks would say what, and then that would actually be really interesting to me what things people describe.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to go with psychiatry, psychotherapy, support groups, residential treatment, spiritual counseling, NA, and other.
I'd say inpatient. Psychiatry.
Instead of residential treatment?
Well, yeah, because residential means I live someplace where it's supportive housing, but I have my life. Inpatient means probably
so,
against my will. I'm
right. Two different things.
Yeah.
Okay, so inpatient.
More intense.
Yeah.
Do we want to address maybe a question about whether people have been sort of 5150 and had a mental health treatment against
their
will?
Well, we could add psychiatric. Well, I mean, do people know what psychiatric emergency services means?
No.
You probably do if you've been there.
If you're self-identifying as somebody with mental health issues or concerns, you that may not be a common thing for the general population. But if you're identifying as with mental health issues, you're going to be somewhat familiar with crisis services.
So maybe just say crisis services.
Yeah.
Because that maybe is better, because it might
crisis
not be
services.
Necessarily psych emergency, but it could be that...
Not psychiatric crisis services, just crisis services.
When you say psychiatry, would it make sense to say medication? Because a lot of folks receive antidepressants from primary care doctors and never see primary care.
That's true.
And it would be misleading.
Sure.
Well, a lot of people call their therapists,
psychiatrists.
Yeah.
Because that's just the word people think of but it's not, but it's really not the same. Yeah,
so I can say psychiatry and then maybe parenthetically like prescribe meds as part of that, or as a separate thing?
I would separate medication from
one-on-one therapy.
Do we want to make meds a separate question?
I would put separate questions, medication, and then outpatient. I think it's fine if it's outpatient, meaning, like you were saying, it could be therapy or it could be other kinds of outpatient, in my mind.
Okay.
And we're
so just take psychiatry off and then say
medication and then
groups.
Outpatient.
Oh.
The problem is that I can actually see the medication question actually being separated as its own question in terms of who do you get it from? Are you getting it from a psychiatrist? Are you getting it from a psychotherapist? Are you getting it from your primary care doctor? Like
maybe take psychiatry off and leave psychotherapy. And maybe say slash counseling. Because people call it that.
Yeah,
Okay. Sorry. Maybe I should have just started with this. Okay. So really quickly, that's psychotherapy / counseling, support groups, residential treatment, spiritual counseling, crisis services, and a other. And then follow up question is meds.
Are you taking psychiatric medications? Because
sure.
I think this whole thing about what do we mean, art, you know, we don't want to make, we want to be clear.
And would you mind if you added an if so and from whom or something like this and didn't list down?
I think that's a good, I think that is an interesting question to ask people because it is whatever that's called a skip logic where then it says if the
person
answers yes, then it asks
them. Yeah. So psychiatric meds, if so,
who prescribes?
So,
where do you get them?
Who's prescribing?
Yeah,
who's prescribing?
Maybe where is it that is a more straightforward way to say it.
But then I say welcome to them.
Yeah. That is scary.
It's true.
So under what are the options under if so?
Primary doctor,
psychiatrist,
psychotherapist, or whoever.
Why is it important?
Yeah, just
because it can really only be either psychiatrist.
It doesn't really matter. Scratch if so.
No.
Okay.
They don't have to be an MD or an NP to script meds.
Okay, so.
I thought depressive medications from your psychotherapist.
Your
psychotherapist is also a doctor, which is sometimes the case.
So we've talked about what type of mental health care they receive. Do we want to discuss where?
Don't we have that? Maybe we're different.
Okay,
so where do you receive mental health services?
Where? So just give me a list.
Well, it could be the same here, I think, right?
Well,
it could be the same one here as number 8, but it would be a separate question. It would, instead of being primary or HIV medical care, you could say mental health care.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's the... So where are you receiving your mental health?
Would all of these be...
That's definitely when it has to be checked off and applied.
Sure. Yeah, because there's going to be different types, so there's going to be more than one.
We can add our Ryan White funded services as well as our...
Yeah.
Well, is that the way we want to do it, or are we asking something different? Like, are we asking if they're going to... there's the DPH, all the mental health clinics in DPH that take Medi-Cal, so tons of people who get... who are eligible for Ryan White services in some ways are not getting the Ryan White funded mental health services. They're going to Mission Mental Health or wherever. So we can't really list every clinic in every place.
Hopefully I will finish this survey up today. My plan is to sort of put in everything I have here and then I will email the file to you guys that you can put over it, and if you have anything for you to like things to be added.
Okay.
Same thing with the flyer. Just take a look at the flyer. If you feel like there's anything outstanding that absolutely needs to be changed, let me know. I know I had a little bit of a late start, and clearly an hour and a half is not quite enough time. If you need to change anything on the flyer, let me know soonish. Otherwise, I'm going to get this outreach stuff going a little bit, and then we'll probably discuss maybe meeting with this group one more time before we get started on focus groups. Do you feel like that's a reasonable expectation?
Yeah.
Meet one more time?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Okay, so one more meeting, and then I'll probably begin focus groups after that soonish, within the next 2 weeks. Okay? I will get the stuff emailed to you as soon as I can. Thanks for coming, everyone.